Nolte, NBC pretends building homes will cause more California droughts and wildfires. By John Nolte on October 19, 2021. Far-left NBC News is spreading the blatant lie that building more homes in California will cause more droughts and wildfires. This is like something out of the Middle Ages where pagans warn the villagers that building a home will anger the gods of rain and fire. California faces existential dilemma in tackling climate change. Housing crisis, the headline reads, I don't link fake news. Trying to figure out how to house 40 million residents while protecting natural resources and dealing with climate change-fueled wildfires and drought, the sub-headline reads. It's, building homes, a complicated task in a state where both homelessness and home prices are on the rise as climate change is fueling wildfires and drought, the news story tells us. This is a news story at NBC. So what you have here is a fake news outlet reporting as fact that building homes contributes to climate change, which is a hoax, which in turn will result in more drought and more wildfires. Building homes is not the cause of California's wildfires. What's causing these wildfires is terrible forest management, much of it based on lunatic environmental policies. Forests are not thinned. There are not enough controlled burns. Forest floors are not cleared of what is pure fire fuel. Roads are not in place that would make firefighting easier. Trees are not cut back to protect the forest from downed power lines. The forests are cluttered and overgrown. And on and on. As far as the drought in Southern California, its natural state is a desert. The length of this drought is not unprecedented. The problem is a water shortage, and Southern California would not be dealing with a water shortage if it had built the necessary water reservoirs. But EnviroLoon policies get in the way of that. And now you have the fake media spreading 5th century superstition that building homes somehow will cause the forest to burn and the water to dry up. We live in a miracle called the 21st century, when there is no valid excuse not to give people all the housing, water, and electrical power they require. Living like backwards Luddites is a choice, and people are free to make that choice. But when you're stupid, anti-science, and anti-human public policies hurt others, it is an unconscionable act. Building a house no more contributes to drought than ripping a fart contributes to frosting a birthday cake. Building a house no more contributes to a forest fire than flushing a toilet contributes to the circus coming to town. The whole idea of it is superstitious nonsense. I'll tell you one way building a house might decrease forest fires. Build those homes using wood that thins overgrown forests. With the help of the fake media, California is aggressively doing everything possible to create a state filled with only two classes of people. Wealthy elites and their, mostly illegal, servant class. And that's another thing. Outside of the EnviroLoons, California is suffering a housing crisis because it openly welcomes illegal aliens into its state who compete with legal citizens for housing. What's more, the homeless flood California instead of other warm states because California offers them everything for free, including housing. From these forest fires to housing to water to energy, there is no problem California could not easily fix with common sense, human empathy, and modern technology. But California chooses not to solve these problems. And that includes the idiots who voted to make California a state totally dominated by Democrats. The left refuses to solve these easily solvable problems because they want California to be a two-class state where the wealthy live like Pharaoh, and everyone else is in miserable servitude. That's the dream of those who push socialism, and we are seeing it unfurl before our very eyes in what used to be a dream state where the middle class thrived. Well, no more. The far-left EnviroLoons, including those at NBC News, are deliberately looking to destroy the middle class, and in California, it's working. And the entire scheme is premised on the hoax that is climate change. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.